News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland could need up to 80,000 new homes a year between now and 2050. This is according to an unpublished report by the Housing Commission, which was seen by the Business Post, reported on in the Business Post yesterday. We're joined by Marion Finucane, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald. Marion, what did you, your reaction to this report?
I think it looks like it's really addressing the long-term challenges in the housing market. And one of the biggest issues we've always had is that we've underestimated population growth, and in doing so, underestimated housing demand. And like everything in life, if you underestimate your forecast, you're never going to achieve what you need. Now, I think we're only seeing a small outtake from the report here. But what it seems to be showing is a variety of options around population growth, and indeed a variety of options around average household size, which really is looking at how many people will live here and how wealthy will we be, and therefore how many houses will we need. So looking at forecasts of between 50 and 80,000, I think, is really putting the challenge there for the industry and indeed for everybody.
How do we get even close to that? Because we're on course for a good year. This year, I think something in the order of 33,000, exceeding the government targets. But it's a tough one to get to 50,000. The government's already spending over $5 billion a year in capital investment.
Absolutely, and that's probably what most people think when they look at the report. I think we must contextualise it, though. We were capable of building over 90,000 houses back in the Celtic Tiger. So this isn't, you know, an unreachable goal. We have to look at what are the necessary steps. So obviously finance, as you just mentioned, is critically important. We need to look at the sources of that finance. Planning will be important too, and available land. So if all of those ingredients are met in terms of requirements, then that helps us to get to those levels. But I think it's also important to say that this will be a goal over a long period of time. Focus on how do we get from 33 to 40, from 40 to 45,000. And take those type of leaps in the short term, and with the knowledge that we may need this much higher figure over a longer period of time. But it's really about ramping up supply over the next 5 years.
One ingredient you didn't mention was construction workers. And it strikes me that's a huge challenge, because we need more construction workers. But then if we bring in construction workers for abroad, where do they live? Because we don't have enough houses at the moment.
Yeah, and that was one of the big outputs from the Celtic Tiger. We talked about bringing people in to build the houses that they actually needed to live in. But I think the world has moved on quite a piece since then. We're seeing much more modular-style homes. We're seeing much more fast-track construction being possible internationally. And you also have to remember at the moment that the forecasted increase in commercial space is now much, much lower than people would have thought 5 years ago. And there were ample commercial construction workers available. So it is about thinking outside the box in terms of all of that. It is important, but again, it shouldn't be the obstacle that prevents us from getting there.
Just very finally, I do sense, and particularly when I talk to young people, there's a sense of hopelessness that we can never solve this problem. And my argument to them, which maybe is based more on hope than anything else, is that of course we can solve it, that every problem is ultimately solvable. But do you share that view, or do you think we're making progress? Can we get to where we need to get to?
Shane, I think I share your view exactly. I mean, if you look at what we have achieved, and what I think is the most important part of what we have achieved is the level of interaction between the government and the wider construction sector. So we have had huge support from the government in terms of delivering this. We can't underestimate how big of a problem it was, and therefore it's going to take longer to achieve the output levels that we really want. I think we need some quick wins as well. I do believe that in all of this, we do need to focus on the rental sector first, because those young people that you're talking to are probably thinking, I will never be able to leave mum and dad because I have nowhere to rent, or I won't be able to afford the rent. I think if we start to grasp that problem better, you'll bring back the confidence of young people.
How do we do that, Marion? How would you go about grasping the rental issue?
Well, I think that's one area we're not really grasping at all. So the PRS sector was considered to be the big solution for the rental sector crisis. However, with rising interest rates, they're less part of the story. I think we need to look more to private individuals as we did in the past. We obviously, cost rental is part of that solution, and really focus on retaining the rental landlords that we have and actually encouraging more to come into the market.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Marion Finnegan, apologies, Marion. I think I may have got your name, your surname wrong in the introduction. My apologies. Marion Finnegan, of course, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.